Now the Women to Watch Wealth Watch.
Thank you for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD, where we talk about using all the pillars of your wealth, grow, protect, give, and live to live a great life. It's a little something we call net worthwhile. My name is Heather Fortner, and I'm the CEO of Signature FD. Today, I'm with Dan Dubé, Signature FD's Director of Signature Exec. If you're unfamiliar with our client communities, they are our teams that are dedicated to intimately knowing and understanding the wealth management needs of a specific client audience. Signature Exec is a team that specializes in helping high-level executives use their wealth to live a great life. Dan, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Tell me a little bit about Signature Exec in your words.
Sure. Well, Signature Exec came out of discovering really the unique needs of executives. I mean, they have little capacity outside of work, and usually at least 50% of their compensation is variable and very complex. And so, and then you find the execs have a team that they're responsible for to develop, motivate, inspire, to reach the goals of their organization. And so we realized that they needed their own team for their own missions, their own goals. And so that's why we designed Signature Exec Team to do just that.
I think that's fantastic and quite honestly speaks very much into my own personal situation. Talk to me a little bit about, you just mentioned that the majority of these people, 50% of their compensation is variable. Talk a little bit about the expertise that you and the Signature Exec Team have in leaning into that space and helping executives structure their compensation packages.
Sure. So when you start looking at, not only because of that variable aspect of their compensation, especially on the public side, you know, they target 50%, but they may not get that at all, or it might be 2 to 3 or 4 times that amount, depending on how the stock has performed. Mm-hmm. And so they have little control over that. And so we've really created some proprietary tools that help us and the executive understand that variability and when we can hit certain benchmarks to hit their goals and to reduce the risk of that variability of compensation. And then we can talk about it a little bit later, but it also plays a part in if they make a transition and what does that look like? What do they leave on the table and what do we need to do in their planning on the other side? So.
It feels a little bit like Signature Entrepreneur, except that there is a component of control that execs don't have as it relates to the overall performance of the business itself, not being the actual business owner. Can you speak a little bit into the differentiation of execs from other initiatives that we have in the organization?
Sure. So especially on the public sides, we have execs both, you know, privately held company, and usually they'll come up with a way to provide them equity compensation based on the performance of the company. But that becomes pretty much an accounting value of what the company has done. And did they hit those matrix and do they get them? So on the public side, though, you can have where Microsoft's just a great example of a company that doubled its profit over a 7-year period, and their stock went nowhere. And all the executives that had 50% of their compensation or more in equity received none of it. Mm-hmm. And so, so you really have to help them navigate not only that, but the fact that there's an optics involved there too, where it's publicly public knowledge of when they sell or when they do things. And so what does that look like? When can we do it? How can we do it that helps those optics where people aren't assuming they're selling because they don't believe in the company, where they may be selling just to, you know, meet one of their personal goals and values. So
that's a great point. Talk a little bit about the community aspect. Have you been able, through Signature Exec, to help connect executives that might be on the earlier side of their career to executives that might have transitioned from multiple companies along the way? And how do you glean knowledge and expertise from both sides of that?
Well, you know, mentoring is a huge part of any exec's journey, and who do they have, and especially, you know, to be candid, women, and that's one of the areas where we find about 40% of our clients are women, which is about double the amount of women in the C-suite, but so much of their network and mentoring may be more limited, and so We team with organizations that kind of help in that regards. Onboard is one of them that both works with the up and coming person as well as the C-suite and the board of directors level of women in on for-profit boards. So you find in the executive space that they tend to align themselves with people based on their function, the CFO, the CEO, the chief operating officer. And so a lot of the organizations that we team up with are specific to their function. But in the early years, it's so important for those younger executives to get breadth and knowledge of the older executives from all different walks of the company and experience in all different parts of the company.
Dan, when do you normally recommend that an executive start to work with an advisor?
You know, really, we find that most of them come to it, the sooner the better, typically, right? But we find most of them come in a transition where all of a sudden their equity compensation does become not 10 to 20%, but 50% of their compensation. We often have executives reach out to us when they're in a position of Section 16 reporting. So they have special reporting, special requirements, lockout periods. And so they really need somebody that helps them navigate that as well as understand you know, what they leave on the table. So a lot of times we say, look, if we do the planning ahead of time, when those things come up that we didn't plan, whether good or bad, we can pivot really quickly and know where they are and how do we negotiate on the other side to help them in that transition. Or sometimes it's just to close the door on it really quick and say, no, they're not interested in having you come to their company because it costs them too much. So anytime somebody moves into the VP level or above, I would say that's when they need to start planning and do it, you know, a decade before they retire or a decade before they're in the C-suite. Sometimes we have a lot of VP clients that we started working with, and it made that transition into the C-suite so much easier. And we already had some of their requirements met before they got in there. So it made the transition much easier.
And when you talk about transition, you're meaning not even transition within one organization, but that we have the ability to help executives compare and contrast optionality when they're potentially transitioning to a different organization as well, correct?
Yes, correct. And so, you know, that's just, again, one of the areas that we just had one recently where it helps us understand in our proprietary tools that we use, we have a walkaway value. And so we kind of know from a client when they look at their equity compensation, there's a number, and it's usually anywhere between $2 to $5 million that the other side has to make up. And so we work with the recruiter and the board to see if they're willing and how do we structure that to make sense for both the new organization as well as our executive and moving into their role.
You know, I have to say, as a CEO myself, having that CFO of the organization that's really the one that's responsible for ensuring that the accuracy of the numbers that I'm getting daily in the organization that power my decisions, you know, there really is no substitute for that. And it sounds like that's what you are doing for your executives that you work with.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times if you look at a CFO, and we have many CFOs as clients, but they're responsible not only for the financial stewardship of their company, but to understand risk that they're involved in, and and understand what if certain things don't work out the way we plan. What's our exit strategy? How would that affect us? And so we're doing that for our clients. And then it's also coordinating with the other outside advisors and you know, just making sure that everybody's on the same page so things get done and things don't get dropped through the cracks.
Talk to me about the integration with executives' families. How does that look?
You know, that's when you look, if you looked at your at wealth as your time, money, and relationships. And part of our goal is to help the executive live their best life, live their net worthwhile. And so when you look at that, you can have all the money in the world and we can make all the great, best financial decisions in the world. But if you don't have time to do the things that are important to you, and you don't have the time to invest in the relationships that you value the most, you're not living your best life. And so we really kind of have those conversations with our clients to figure out how can we help them. And our team is designed around creating that capacity and finding ways and reminding the exec, it's not all about the dollars. It's like, how do we be the best stewards of your entire wealth? And you figure that out and you tell us what that means to you. And then we'll figure out a way to get there and help you live out that best life.
Dan, what if I'm a newer executive and I just don't even know at this point. I'm in such a whirlwind of trying to manage a new role or expectations, or not only expectations, you know, in leading a business, but also at home. What are some of the ways or conversations that your team is equipped to have with me as a prospect or a potential client to even walk me through the process of thinking about, you know, 20 years from now or 15 years from now? How does that work over time?
Over time is a good way to put it, right? It's not something that I think as we build our relationship with the executives, you know, often our first answer isn't the real answer. To be candid, I know it is for me. And so we try to go down a little deeper. And as we have this relationships, when we see maybe disconnects, our team has been trained to really kind of ask 2 to 3 levels further. And I think one of the things we love about working with executives are they can know nothing about something, and sometimes they can ask the best questions. But it's often hard to do that for ourselves sometimes. It takes somebody from the outside, somebody that's a little more objective, or that maybe is just, they have the answer, but we just kind of help bring that out in them. And so our team definitely is trained to, you know, just walk alongside them and see. I can't tell you, I had one client that, came to our office after she retired, and we were talking about certain things, and she goes, okay, now I see. I was having a hard time. I was so busy in my job that I just couldn't see it. Now I see it. And she was just all smiles. It was just like, it was so good to see the impact that she was having beyond the time that she served in the C-suite. And so it's just really helping. So it's not we got this, we have a process, but that process takes time, right? And we all need time to kind of process that and understand. And so we just take the steps and lean into where they, what's most on their agenda was most on their heart, and we kind of lean into that area, and then we start working into the others just to help them figure out what that best life looks like and what their net worth while looks like.
I love that. Thank you, Dan. Thank you again for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD. If you'd like to learn more about how we can help you achieve your net worth while, please visit us at www.signaturefd.com. I'm Heather Fortner, and thank you for listening.